Gentlemen, how are your brains?
Great.
Your brains, you exercised, you stretched it out, you ready to go?
Tom's brain has been better than mine 19 to 13 this year.
That is an anomaly.
We've
here we go.
Seven times.
Here we go. Here we go. Today's first half is about video games.
I'm not going to be good.
Maybe we'll see. All right, here we go. First statement, fact or bullcrap. Mario from Super Mario Brothers was originally named Jumpman. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, this may be one of those trick questions where he was actually named something else. Jumpman, huh? I'll say this is fact.
I think while the video game was in production, they probably just gave him a name so that the programmers could refer to it. What to name him probably comes later. I believe this is fact also.
It is fact. But not for the reasons you guys gave. The first game Mario was in was Donkey Kong.
Right.
Back in 1981. And he was a carpenter, not a plumber. This makes the game eventually renamed the gamers, then renamed him Mario because it was their landlord's name. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. In real football, each team has 11 players on the field. But in the original 1988 Tecmo Bowl, each team only had 9. Fact or bullcrap?
The only thing I remember about Tecmo Bowl is that Bo Jackson was unstoppable. Sure. Well, you're first.
It's probably less than that. Bullcrap.
Oh, you're going to go bullcrap, huh? I'm going to go only 9 players. I'll say this is fact.
It is fact.
Yes.
They changed it to 11 when Tecmo Super Bowl came out in 1991. The Atari 2600 still holds the record for the best-selling video game system. Fact or bullcrap?
I wasn't in television guy when
no,
I was
no, this
kid.
Can't be true. Some of these new systems must have outsold that. I'll say this is bullcrap.
You know what? We have many more choices between Wii and Xbox and PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Bullcrap.
Yes.
It is the 15th best-selling console. 30 million units are out there. Number one is the PlayStation 2, which sold 155 million units. Tetris got its name because it's the Russian word for 4, and each of the blocks have 4 sections. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
That sounds reasonable. I'll say fact as well.
Yeah, it's bullcrap. Tetris is not the Russian word for 4. It's a Greek prefix that means 4. But a Russian did create the game. The Russian word for 4 is Chetri, pronounced, Chetri.
We don't care.
Okay, thank you.
Move on.
Imbuga.
Imbuga. I'm saying it right. The company Nintendo has been around for over 120 years. Fact or bullcrap?
So they just made other stuff
I think they did make other stuff before they got into the video business. I will say this is fact.
Wood blocks. We make the best wooden blocks. Fact.
It is a fact. The first Nintendo console came out of the U.S. in 1985,
but the company was founded in 1889. They made playing cards. Doot, doot, doot. All right, here we go. We now go into the back nine, and we shift gears from video games to Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm up 2. All right, Jennifer Lawrence, The Hunger Games new movie coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. The Hunger Games Catching Fire comes out Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Jennifer Lawrence trivia. Jennifer Lawrence, she almost turned down the role of Katniss in The Hunger Games. Fact or bullcrap?
You know what? She is of an age where she probably read The Hunger Games, and I think this is bullcrap.
I'll say bullcrap as well.
It's fact. She thought about it for over 3 days before she said yes, not because she thought the movie was going to bomb, but she knew it would be huge and that her life would never be the same. Smart. She's the third youngest person to be nominated for a Best Actress Oscar. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, that's an interesting bit of trivia. Who would have been the three that would be
third youngest?
Younger. Or second, who would be the two that would be younger? Tatum O'Neill and Drew Barrymore? I'll say this is fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes.
She was 20 when she was nominated for the 2010 movie Winter Bone.
Who are the other two?
Then she won Best Actress earlier this year for Silver Linings Playbook. The youngest was Quivza Wallace.
That, from the Beast of the Southern Wild.
She was just 9 when she was nominated for last year's Beast of the Southern Wild. And then Keisha Castle Hughes was 13 when she was nominated for the 2003 movie Whale Rider.
Tatum O'Neill was never nominated. I thought she was for Paper Moon. No? Okay. All right.
All right, number 3. Jennifer Lawrence is naturally a redhead. Fact or bullcrap?
I don't know. Bullcrap.
I've seen pictures of brown, red. I'll say, well, I'm up 3. I guess it doesn't matter at this point, does it? I'll just agree and say bullcrap.
Yeah, it's bullcrap. Okay. She's naturally a blonde. She dyes her hair to play Katniss. Number 4. In the script for Winter's Bone, it called for Jennifer's character to skin a dead squirrel, but she refused to do it because she's a huge animal rights activist, so they had to use a fake one. Fact or bullcrap?
Of course she is. Fact.
Fact.
Nope, it's bullcrap. She really did skin a dead squirrel in that scene. Hmm. A real squirrel. Oh, and the PETA people are going, what? All right, last question. What's our score?
I'm up 3. It's a rout this week.
Oh, brother. She graduated high school 2 years early. Jennifer Lawrence graduated high school 2 years early. Fact or bullcrap?
This sounds like a trick question. I'm going to guess that she never graduated high school. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
It's a fact. She graduated early. In order to pursue acting, she had a 3.9 GPA.
Wow.
So she's got all that and bag of chips, too. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming back.
Scraping ice off a windshield is never fun.
Oh, my hand!
Until now! Introducing Scraper Scooper. It scrapes the ice, scoops it into a funnel cup. Now add any juice, and you have...
Before-school snow cones.
Cool.
Sure is. Or give the shaved ice to your wife.
I like to use it when the girls come over for mid-morning margaritas. It's never too early to get your buzz on.
Blended drinks are good, but how about ice cream?
What?
Just pour cold milk, salt, and sugar on your windshield, start scraping, and now your cup is filled with delicious ice cream.
Mine has Oreo cookie in it.
Oh, no. Always make sure you start with a clean windshield.
Ew, bird dookie.
Scraper Scooper, making cold mornings yum.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.